Down in 3, 2, 1.
Time to step inside the. It's time to step inside the Iketagon with your host, Ike Feldman.
That's right, folks. That is right. Take off your shirt like Mr. Funky Scouser if you are feeling it. It is another Iketagon.com live on xgonnagiveittoya.com. That is DMX. Rest his soul. Rest your guys' souls. Everybody needs to rest. Take it easy because life is heavy. It is on our shoulders. But to help shoulder press it off me is the one, the only, the man, the myth, the motherfucker who's banging your sister, your mother-in-law, your auntie. Yes, at Funky Scouser on X.com. We already got people chiming in on the comments. We might do a call-in. We might post a link underneath this if you guys want to ask Funky Scouser anything. I'm sure you do, like my man Luigi in the comments already. But first and foremost, Mr. Funky, Mr. Scouser, how you doing, brother?
Wonderful. Great. Feel good. I just had a run.
You really did it.
Good. I'm shocked for the fact for me at around 200 pounds to run a mile even in 13 minutes. I was pretty solid on myself. I impressed myself.
Nice. You're definitely faster than the 400-pound Tyson Fury. I don't know if you're faster than the 270-pound Tyson Fury, but you are moving. You are grooving. You're always a presence on social media. You are in my algorithm, my friend. Like, there's orbits. There's planets. You are one of the 8 planets or the Pluto star. You are in my galaxy. So I appreciate all the content you do on an hourly, daily, weekly basis. You're doing the damn thing, man. And I know you're grinding. I know you're pumping out reps, but it's like you're a believer, man. You got that faith. I'm trying to catch you before you got 50,000, 100,000 followers. You got that it factor, son. You got the it factor.
Let's get to 6,000 first. That means so much. But that means the world. Like the intro that you gave me and everything, and like you're blowing my mind right now with the intro that you have already, the music intro and you introducing me like that, it means so much.
Well, real recognize real or game recognize game. So what's your plan? 2024 is well underway. I know you were doing the no drinking for at least 2 months. Very impressive, my man, especially for a young, single, good-looking fellow like yourself. Like I started doing it with kids. It's pretty easy. Like, as a social butterfly like yourself, I'm sure it's hard. Talk me through the start of year and what we have planned during 2024.
I dropped it literally, I think it was the 2nd of January, because the actual New Year's Day, I had a hard seltzer when I was playing some video games. But I'm like, okay, after today, I'm like, I'm hurting. I've been hurting way too long. I got to give it a break. And, you know, from there, I kind of gave it a break for 2 months. Best I felt, I quit nicotine as well at one point. I dropped the Zins. Do I even have my... I don't even know if I brought my Zins down here with me. I right after I said I just quit the Zins. But, yeah, I don't know. Plans for 2024. I guess we'll have to see. That's going to fucking kill me. Can I curse on here?
Fuck no.
All right. I'll make sure not to then.
But, what the fuck's wrong with you? You think you can fucking curse on? What the fuck's wrong with you?
I'm fucking real. I don't know. For 2024, I don't know. I guess like take it as it comes. I mean, like definitely want to get back to jiu-jitsu. I've been wanting to get back for so long, but I mean like getting back into the running alone was such a huge like mental hurdle tonight. So it's like, if I'm like, okay, if I could do that, I could do anything. So I'm like, let me, you know.
I agree with that. But for my case, it's been a snowball. I got COVID about 5 weeks ago, and then I'm like, oh, I don't have to go to jiu-jitsu. I'm going to go next week. And then 2 weeks have turned into a month, and now a month is 6 weeks. And it's like that game that Rogan or Lex Friedman talks about, Theo Von, like that voice who's like, nah, man, you've been working hard. You need a break. And it's like, yeah. I haven't been working hard, but okay. All right, this
It's
sounds.
so real. It's so real. It's like, you know what? You've been doing good for a while. Have a pint of ice cream. And it's like, and you'll just go,
I don't
right.
know if I should do this.
Yeah, just autopilot. Like, you don't, like, because you just drop your guard, you drop your inhibitors sometimes. You have nothing inhibiting you, is what I mean more so.
I agree. What belt are you in jiu-jitsu?
I'm a blue, but I should have been demoted about a year and a half ago, to be honest.
Dude, we are in the same fucking boat. Like, yeah. I've been a blue belt for a decade. These white belts are getting better. I'm like, oh shit! Like, now I gotta step on the gas a little.
Man, it was just like when all my friends in my gym, when I started to slack and all my friends in my gym started to get better. I'm like, all right, I need to realize that I now, time has passed, and I now have fallen into a league of my own, and I need to.
It's not a good league.
Like. Respect them and understand where I'm at now, and whether it's at a snail's pace or I grow exponentially and learn, you know, at this rate, at that rate, everybody's in their own fucking lane in jiu-jitsu. You're gonna learn it. Everybody learns at their own rate. Like, it's not like you're like, oh fuck that guy across the mat, I gotta be better than him, or like, oh, he's always kicking my ass. Competition is great. And it breeds, like, you know, it breeds hard workers and, like, you know what I mean? And it breeds friends and brothers in the gym. But it's, like, it could also hurt you, too. And I feel like it that's a big hit to my ego. Or I let that hit my ego.
I agree. I heard Rogan. I think he had, like, his charcuterie board of friends, like, maybe Segura, Kreiser. And they were doing a bench press and no warm-up. And Rogan's, like, 50 years old at this time, like... God bless him for even doing the freaking bench press. And he's like,
of course.
He tried to max out 225 as many times. And he said he won. He won. But he fucking tore his rotator cuff. And it's like. Dude,
it's like, at what cost?
Exactly. I feel you on that. Because it's like our mind. Dude, I seen you on Naga. That is, folks, that is not Grappling Industries. That is not Grappling Quest. That is not your local little high school gym grappling tournament. Naga is one of the most recognized submission grappling tournaments in the country. They might do overseas as well. And you, my friend, I don't know how many matches you won, but you won at least one. And that shows me that you did the at least you did a 4-week, 6-week training camp. And you look great. It shows me that you're not just you don't just talk it. You're also walking it. So it's got to be. It's hard for us who, yeah, we imagine ourselves still on the Mount Olympus when we're peak physical condition when we roll into the gym. But we got to ease into it. We got to ease into it because then we get hurt and it's a major setback.
Yeah, no, it's not worth it. Whether it's like. I could go back into the gym with zero injuries at all, but like I said, it's like if you take a hit to your ego, if you don't leave that at the door before you even walk in and let it get hurt, you're gonna come in and be like, oh man, I'm so bad, everybody kicked my ass today. It's like, boo fucking who? Get back and do it again. I mean, I didn't even, I had like 3 days to get ready for that when I went to Naga. I had one of my buddies, he put it on his Snapchat. Well, that's why I went 1-4.
Okay.
I mean, I got double. I was gonna and I would have been 0-3 or 0-5, depending on where they placed me in the bracket, because they were missing a guy, so I would have got moved up to another match anyway. But if I didn't pull that guillotine, I would have been 0-5. So, like I said. You know, it was just spur of the moment. One of my buddies wanted somebody to go with him. He's like, who wants to come with me to corner me? And he's like, you should sign up for it too. At first, I was just going to go and watch my friend. I went to college with him. And he's like, you should sign up for it. So I'm in the elevator back like 3 years ago. And I have the, oh my God, what is it? It's like a thing that you use to like clean the walls in there. And I was like holding the top half of it and holding the like the midsection of it. And I was like practicing like inside trips, sleeping. In the elevator.
That's some
in the
Karate
3 days,
Kid shit.
I'm like, I gotta lock in. And I lost so much weight just in 3 days too, because I was like between like, I don't even know if I went to jiu-jitsu class at my gym in those 3 days.
Oh,
I think
God.
I went one time. And I'm not saying it like this is some triumphant, insane thing, but like it was just it's so easy to go and do something like that, because when you have the fallback of like, oh, I didn't have much time to prep for it. That's why I think that was so easy for me to go out and do.
That's I think we have that in us. The Rogan, the John Jones. It's like the fun part, but we have to work on the discipline part. You know, the David Goggins side of it, the Jocko Willink side. It's like, yeah, we love the cocaine partying with strippers a week before the title fight, but we also got to train and be disciplined. And it's like, dude, I highly respect you. It's like, I know you're thank a grinder. You. I know you're a hard worker and you're hyper intelligent, hyper funny.
Thank you.
Are we going to find you on a stage anytime soon? Improv or freaking a local stand-up comedy show? Like, dude, sorry to make you nervous. I know you're biting your nails right now, but it's like,
I'm just like,
the lights are bright for you, my friend. No, seriously, the lights are very bright. You should turn it down.
No. Take that one out there. The one light in my entire bay. Look at that. Isn't that scary?
This is where
I'll like stare into that when I'm working out down here.
Oh my god!
Like no, I mean, come on, it's like motivating. It's like you're waiting for something to come out of it.
What's the move? Is it Bleed for This? Where he's like working out in the basement. It's like
Bleed for This is with
Miles Teller.
Miles Teller.
Yep.
Yeah, when he has the neck brace.
Yeah, dude. We need. I could see you pull off the neck brace look if that comes back in fashion.
I don't know. It wouldn't be too bad if I broke my neck and I had a comeback story. I'll think about that, but I don't know what, like, improv, it's like stage stuff is scary. I feel like doing like a content thing or like a podcast thing, of course that's easier, but I think if I really just was just myself and went up like on a stage and did like improv or tried comedy, I think I could do something with it. But it's like, you know, it's just you got to do it. It's like the same thing as like I said before, like getting up and running, fucking lifting weights or going hitting the bag or going to jiu-jitsu. You like have to just do it, and that's the hardest part. Or just show up. Like, even if you show up and you're gonna sign up, like, at least you show up. Like, let's say it's a bar that's hosting a comedy night, like,
yep,
write your name, and just be there. If you bomb, you bomb,
right? But
like,
we would both bomb. It's 100% fact that we would both bomb. It's like the law of you have to bomb as like a comedian, you have to. But what I think separates you from most people is your crowd work. I feel like you would be able to just very topical off the top of your head, like just work the crowd. It's a hot girl or it's like a weird dude. It's like somebody being loud. I could see you totally that being your wheelhouse.
I think that could be my forte. I feel like the thing is, and I appreciate that again, like that you have almost more faith in me than I do in myself. With improv or comedy in general.
Wow, that's deep.
But like I couldn't be the comedian that would make fun of someone. I couldn't like pick someone out and be like, "How'd you score that girl?" Or like, you know what I mean? Like,
dude, I would die laughing. There
no,
you go.
No, it's funny,
but
it's
all
like,
dude. You see, you'd say it. That's hysterical. It's like you mean well.
Because that's me thinking like that's somebody. That's what somebody would say to me.
Do you have the internal battle of like being like an empath? Like you're like, oh, I want to say it. I mean well, but it's like, you know, I don't also don't want to hurt that person. You know,
100%.
It's crazy, right? It's a thin line because it's like you want to tweet out this crazy shit and it's like, maybe I'll delete.
And sometimes I tell myself like, you've said enough. You know, and then that kind of that's my what inhibits me. I'm like, I think you've done enough today. You could sleep on that one and save it for tomorrow. But that's the thing. That's another thing with drinking. If you're drinking and you didn't delete your Twitter app, like you might as well already put yourself in cuffs and walk yourself to the precinct. You're fine.
That was me with smoking weed, man. And sometimes it would come off like mythological, amazing, like fight dream matchups. And then other times I'm just like getting Luke Thomas pissed off, getting some like MMA pro fighter pissed off. And now that I have kids, I'm like, I get it. I know why Luke Thomas is pissed off.
No, but I mean, then you'll look back at it and you'll be like, what the fuck was I thinking? Like, oh, but I'm not saying though you have bad like mythological matchups.
Don't overthink it. Just roll with that. I get what you're saying.
But at the same time, but like with the drinking or the smoking, whether you tweet recently for me, it's just been like texting people at 2 a.m. Like, I don't want to say that it's an ex or another ex or you know what I mean? It could just, or just saying anything. It's just, we just spew bullshit when we're not above the influence. And we're under it. Right. That was the word that I was looking for.
Now that you... Oh, and shout outs to the chat. Shout outs to Luigi. Shout outs to Smokey J. I'm sure that guy is totally enjoying his lunch break right now. UFC Lemon of War Funk. What do you say? And guys, we might throw out the link if you guys want to jump on and ask Funky anything. We'll probably throw out the link in about 10 minutes. Fill up the chat. Let me know you really want to talk to this man, Funky. Let me know. UFC Lemon of War has a question for you, Funk. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready, and I want to say thank you because I have my phone very far from me, and even if I was like right about you, I can't read it.
I got you. You're the Troy Aikman. I'm Joe Buck.
All
right, I'm gonna do the play by play
on you as well.
Do you know who Joe Buck? Do you know who Troy Aikman is?
I know.
Oh God. This isn't going to work. I got to go.
Oh, I was thinking about Clay Aiken. But you did that and go backstage.
Clay, oh my God. You said Clay Aiken.
You said
Ruben Studdard. It was the same American Idol as Ruben Studdard. Oh my. Can we get a song? I'll work on it. I'll find it on YouTube. Is there a karaoke song that you know by heart? Like at least one verse? I could pull it up, or a rap battle we could do. We could do something fun.
The one and only song that I've ever done on karaoke was Higher by Creed.
Ooh, all right. I'll find. Do you need the word version or do you need the karaoke version? Are you good?
Wouldn't the word version make me sound better?
Of course. I mean, yeah, you're going to have fucking that Creed guy harmonizing
fucking,
you. Scott.
God, what's his name?
Stack? Something?
Stapp. Stapp. Bob. God.
It's a... not Bob Sapp.
No, it's something.
Scott Stack? No.
Ask somebody in the chat if they
anybody
know,
knows who the hell is the lead singer of With Arms Wide Open...
Under the moonlight, welcome to this place.
Oh, amazing, amazing. All
right,
wait, so
what did Ken ask, Lemon?
Funk, what do you say about the allegations?
Is there any more context to that?
I don't know. Should there be? What does this mean, Funk?
Well, I mean, I did it because I liked it. I don't even know what he could be talking about, but...
Wow. That is the clip. There's Scott Stapp, Pharaoh says. Thank you, Pharaoh.
It's Scott Stapp? Fuck.
I think we're...
What kind of name
you
is
said
that?
Bob Sapp. I said Scott Stack. We were in...
I knew it wasn't Bob Sapp. I'm like, he's a fighter, so I'm like...
Oh, my gosh. Now, is it racist if a Chinese guy says it? Or Korean guy, excuse me. Did you see the Jackson pod? Rampage Jackson brought up who he was fighting, Shannon Briggs. And Korean Zombie goes, oh, Bob Sapp. Bob Sapp. He goes, no, it's Shannon Briggs.
That was a pretty good Korean Zombie. That sounded just like him. So actually, we're gonna, first and foremost, we'll say nobody should give him shit for doing the Korean Zombie impression. So I'm going to lean here and talk into the camera. No, there was such a good impression, and I'm gonna absolve you of any sins that other people think you may have made for that. And then also, I don't think that was that bad. He thought it was Bob Sapp.
I agree. Innocent mistake.
He just thought it was Bob Sapp.
Yeah.
I mean, and admittedly, if Shannon Briggs shaved, he doesn't look too far off from Bob Sapp.
Exactly, and he's getting bigger. So.
Yeah, they're both big dudes. Big black dudes. I said it, okay? I said it.
That's the only production effect we got going on over here.
Oh, that's the zoom and zoom? zoom
it.
And zoom out?
That's it. No, I think everybody needs to lighten up. I think comedy is king. As Rogan says, comedy is, I forget what he says. But it's good for the soul. It's soup for the soul. If you make fun of everybody, that's fine. All right, we got Luigi chiming in. What do you guys make of the UFC 300? Wait, did you make... Oh, predictions. Did you make your UFC 300 predictions? Luigi, are you next to Mario? Are you guys jumping down tubes right now? What's going on? Did you guys make your UFC 300 preds yet? I thought he was going like predators. I don't know. Who do you got? You got Max Holloway, Justin Gaethje, Pejeda, Hill. Who do you got, Funky?
I feel like if I was putting money, I would just do like Gaethje KO, Jamal Hill KO, and just be like, all right. You know, that's my take on, what is it? That's co-main and main, right?
You must. Did you see that freaking ChatGPT predicted all knockouts?
Really?
I don't gamble, but I might throw a dollar on each fight just to like, dude, that's the type of thing that the UFC, you know how like a UFC is such like, they get the headlines for like the most obscure stuff. If like,
oh yeah,
ChatGPT predicted the entire UFC 300, that's going to make some noise.
But I mean, for it to be all knockout, I think I paid the $7 a week with them. And I'm not going to lie, the images that they're able to create are astounding.
Nice. I heard you could make an AI movie.
Yeah, you could make, it's an insane amount of stuff you could make with that. But what's his name? Cowabunga, if you've ever seen his work, when he does the AI voice and he does Sean Strickland telling a fairy tale to a bunch of kids, and he takes the AI art and then he melds Sean's face onto the AI art.
Cowabunga, Sean.
K-A-W-A.
Yeah, good luck spelling that.
B-U-N-G-A-H.
Sean Strickland unloads an utter piece of shit. Colby Covington. No, that's a real video. Full Send MMA goes off on Machine Kelly. Cowabunga.
I really wish I wore shorts down to my basement, because then I'd be able to freely walk around and look for my zins.
Do you want to join my burpee group? It's an open invitation. There is a very popular California content creator in it as well. North of 200,000 followers. So it could be a networking thing as well. But I think...
Californian content creator, north of 200,000 followers. I know somebody on here was... Is it somebody on Twitter?
Not really. More of an Instagram.
Instagram.
Way more of an Instagram.
And they're like big in California.
Yeah, in the skate world. In the skate world, they dress in a construction outfit. That's
oh,
if you get this, holy shit! If you get that, he was at my wedding.
Did he also do the video where he holds the plank of wood and his friend skates over?
Yep.
I don't know the name, and I'm sorry, but my boy put me onto him, and that's very, very creative.
Yes.
What's his name? Or you can't.
Yeah, his identity.
Oh, yeah, not his exact identity. Oh. Okay, so then we could just Man go ramp. By that. What?
Man ramp.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Then that's all I needed to hear. Yeah,
I need to get you in this group because we all hold ourselves accountable. Like, if I miss a week of burpees, then I have to do the penalty. You have to FaceTime everybody. And you got an iPhone, so it's everybody with an iPhone. It's kind of cult-like. But it's like 12 other people, and you have to, they count the burpees. It's 3 minutes every week, max burpees. That's it. And it's like, believe it or not, my boy, I just put him in there. It will hold you at least one day. You know, you got to warm up, get the gears going, and max out on burpees. And maybe you turn it into 2 days. Maybe, yeah, and that's it. And believe it or not, I've missed 3 times in like a couple of months, but still, I hold.
But you have a whole week to do them.
Just Wednesday.
Oh, so you... Oh, fuck.
Some guy now turned it into he does it every day. Some guy turns it into he wants to do 3 rounds on Wednesday. You take it as far as you want. I would love to get you in the group.
I'm lucky I could do a minute of burpees.
I would love to get you in the chat. It's 3 minutes. That's it. As crazy as that sounds, Dominican baseball coach.
What do you mean, that's it? 3 minutes of max burpees?
For one, once a week, 3 minutes.
That's like me putting on a song and just doing burpees until the song is over.
Yeah. DMX, there's a song that's like exactly 3 minutes. CeeLo Crazy is exactly 3 minutes. Believe me, I've tried this.
Okay, so you made sure you found the song, you could just do burpees. That's not bad. That's a good approach.
You want in? You want in?
Why not? I'll join it.
All right. I'll reach out again on next Tuesday.
How do you know that I did my burpees? Do I have to send you a video of me doing my burpees?
It Yeah, how'd you send the thumbs up? You just gave a thumbs up.
Oh, it did it because of the camera?
That was God telling you, yes.
I think it'll do it. Will it do fireworks now? Did it do it?
Yeah. So, yeah, give the thumbs up if you want to be in it. No. Nope.
But this is an honor system, isn't it?
95% of the people post. I do not. I'm an honorable guy, but.
Okay, so you're like, you know what, guys? I missed.
I almost like falling off and missing because then they blame you. They send you gifts. They're like, you're lazy, you piece of crap. You're holding down David Goggins quotes, and then they just brutalize you on the punishment.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, now I'm a little hesitant because I already get crucified already on Twitter for gaining weight and for not. What are you doing eating that? You should... get up and stand up and walk around. Oh. I already get, brother, I'm like already, I get killed every day.
So are you saying I shouldn't open up the platform to Twitter users? Because we're coming in on 2 minutes. Guys, again, if you want the link, I'm going to post it on Twitter. Ask Funky anything. You'll get to see his face. He'll get to see yours. Yeah, I think it could be.
I highly doubt if anybody's going to ask me a question, they're going to actually come in with the camera on. I just have, I have my doubts, and be prepared for what may be said. Not from me, but what may be like thrown at me.
Let's see. Link to join. I'm having it typed up. Guys, below the Funky Scouser, we're live post. I'm about to post the link. Unless Funky wants to do 3 minutes of burpees right now, I'm not going to post it.
Listen, go ahead and post it. I mean, I'm not,
We would definitely get a nut falling out of your shorts if you're doing burpees right now.
Well, honestly, thank God they're boxer briefs.
Oh my God. Are you on the market? If a woman or whatever you're into joins the chat or joins the link, can we get the ball rolling? Are you taking? You're giving me the look like.
No, I'm laughing because you said or whatever you into, like animals or like giraffes. Closest. I don't have anybody really. I don't have. I mean, I like. I'll go on like a dating app and I'll talk to people for a little while. Sometimes it falls off, but like. I don't really have anybody.
How does it fall off? You're such a good talker.
It's just sometimes the other person loses interest. And then sometimes there's other ways where you could shoot it in the foot. Let's say I've had awkward dates where I was like my anxiety was so bad I didn't really talk much. What's that say, player?
No, keep talking. I'm just getting Creed ready.
All right. This is why I wish I had pants, because now I have to sit here like a fucking Five Nights at Freddy's animatronic. Like, rocking to some... I might have to lean... I hope... Let me see if I could even... Okay, that's perfect. I gotta zoom this.
You know why? I love Twitter. I don't think they'll take it down with copyright. Shout outs to Elon.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Let me see if I could even...
Take your time. I got food in front of me.
There we go. Is this like slanted? I'm sorry.
Like the news. Slanted.
Wait, are you muted?
Oh, sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
Just chilling. You ready for this?
Yeah. Can you full screen that?
Literally, my in-laws are here.
Thank you.
And I told them I have to work. Should I do lyrics?
Wait. Do you have lyrics? Oh, you had the music video pulled up, right?
Yeah, this is the actual.
Yeah, do you have the lyrics? Yeah. Like, only because, like, just so I can fully remember. That's funny. How many people are watching anyway?
Almost 200. Live.
200?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
That's wild. Wait, what is this stream to? For Twitter?
Yeah, Twitter. All right. Which one do you like? Do you like the black lyrics or do you like the colorful lyrics?
I like the black ones.
Okay. Here we go.
Let me wait, could we do higher? Because or do you prefer Arms Wide Open? I could do either or.
It's the same song. What do you want?
No, it's not.
It's literally.
No.
Trying to remember higher.
Take me higher.
Yes, that one's better. Oh my God. I told my in-laws, they're watching the kids right now. I'm like, yeah, I got to go work.
Yeah, and then you watch an asshole in his basement sing Creed instead. You could be watching your kids right now.
Oh my God. Bad parenting. Jeez. I went with the purple lyrics.
That's fine. I feel like I'm going to hear like a YouTube intro, like paralyzed by finger 11.
Give me the volume. Do you need more volume on your end?
No, that's perfect. What should I have as a microphone? A water bottle? I got like 7 down here anyway.
Take out your cock. Too much?
No, that's good. Is it black for your screen or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Dreaming, I'm guided to another world. Time and time again.
Moreno spinning low kicks.
At sunrise, I fight to stay asleep. Cause I don't wanna... the comfort of this place. This is how far I am from my phone. Hunger, longing to escape.
When I never knew these lyrics. So let's go there. I know this. Let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there. Come on, let it go, Funky.
Can you take me higher to a place where blind men can see? Can you take me higher to a place where no man can see?
Right. I think one verse is fair.
I'm like super hunched over. That's disgusting. I realize that.
It's a bed. All right, folks. I hope you guys are tucking your kids into bed. Funky just let it belch out. For all the ladies now that are wide awake, Funky Scouser is ready for you. Folks, he will bench press, do biceps, dips. Oh, shit. He's letting it go, ladies.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Everybody loves a greasy guy post-run.
Oh, it's better than dandruff. I look like it's fucking snowing. And I'm always wearing black. I'm like, motherfucker.
I feel you, bro.
All right. Enough for you, Scott Stapp. Thank you. Thank you, Luigi. Somebody says, I'm tucking right now. Okay. To all the tuckers out there, I have thrown out the link. If you guys want to join, I am ready to catch you and send you right in to talk to Funky. Come on. This is your opportunity. Unless you're that guy who wants to stab him and fight him. What the hell's going on with that? I saw the half the story of the guys walking and talk. Am I allowed to? Is this the allegation thing?
That person.
I not bring this up?
No, I don't think that's the allegation thing. I think that's just I know Lemon. Like, I actually, like, I've met him in real life at UFC events twice.
Oh, that's
like
awesome.
He's always like,
what events?
268, and then I don't know what number it was. If it was 290 something with Yeri and Alex.
Wait, you were at 260? You're in New York?
Yes.
Oh, motherfucker. Why did I think you were in somewhere at the RI?
I used to live there.
I was going to ask you. My brother went to Johnson and Wales. Shout outs to...
That's where I went.
Holy shit. He was a frat president. I hope he wasn't a
douche. How old's your brother?
31.
Oh, no, he was...
Oh, God.
No, I'm 26, so I don't think I ever met him.
David Feldman.
I don't think I know. I don't know. I don't think I know. Maybe, you know what's crazy?
Sigma Pi.
What?
Sigma Pi.
Is that like the exact?
Yes. Oh God.
I don't think I know.
I hope there's a story.
I thought about it, like with.
So you got like, it in, man. I've been to that college. I've visited. You have gotten it in, my man.
Oh, what? Like going over there? It's a big party school, right? I've been to like one or two parties over there, and they're both like, you know, I was dating someone my whole time there, you know.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Jeez, and nobody said, dude, this is the time you need to just let the sausage play in the pasta.
Nah, there was just one bowl of pasta that I had. I couldn't go and.
Oh my know. God, oh my God.
It was a great bowl.
So, have you dated anybody since?
I've had like flings? People that I've spoken to. I get like the best thing I've had in recent time was like last summer. I was seeing somebody for like 2 months, but like. I went to Johnson & Wales for like 2 years. I worked at Brown University. I did overnight cleaning for like a year. Nice. I did overnight cleaning. You know what I mean? Like I was just in there like on some Scooby-Doo shit, just cleaning the pool. I was like a pool boy on the pool deck.
Oh,
like,
come on. You didn't bang anybody in the pool?
I was still with the girl.
Oh my God. You got all these stories lining up.
We worked three jobs together.
You couldn't escape
like,
her.
We were just on fucking top of each other.
Oh, my God. All right. I mean, that means you're a good guy, but it's like I feel like your stage, you're like your cocaine stage is coming up. Like, I feel like the stage where.
That was. Wait, in terms of chronological order, or you think I should get into cocaine?
No, in terms of like, it's going to be like. It's going to be a ride for you, man. It's like, I think. Something's gonna pop off. It like I thought you were gonna be on a Practical Jokers. Like I was like, they're gonna see this guy. They're gonna like this guy. They're gonna bring him in the crew somehow, some way. Like
I wish. I mean, I met Murr. I was standing
knocking on the
my...
door, man. I'm telling you, there's something about you. There's something about you. That's why you got your whole your gang members attacking me in the comments. No, I'm just kidding. Luigi. Faro, shout outs to them. Big fans of yours.
Yeah, of course. Shout out Luigi, Faro, Ken, Lemon. And anybody else in here who's commenting and watching.
I don't know if that's real. There's a female who said, here for the funk. Funky. She has a smiley face, heart in her profile. I know it's probably eating you alive because you can't get to your phone.
Wait, what's the name now?
Oh, she just put her number on the chat. She said... here for the funk and something else. Eggplant, emoji. Oh man, she's all about it.
Okay, so
you gotta go.
No, I mean, I mean, I don't know. Like, how close are they? Do you think in like a mile radius?
Oh, and then they have responded. I am not a female, but hey.
All right.
He's into giraffes. He's into giraffes. Just to clarify.
Yeah, as in Phoebe from Friends.
Oh, is that it? That's your girl, right?
That's very giraffe core. You know what I mean? Like very like long neck. Like
I'm trying to think, Monica. Who's Jennifer Aniston's character?
Rachel.
Of course. Jeez, I knew that. Monica, Rachel, and Phoebe. It's like, folks, who would you want? Fuck, marry, kill right now, Funky.
They go probably smash Rachel. So Jennifer Aniston.
You can marry her forever.
And yeah, but the thing is, like, you know what? I mean, like, I've watched The Leprechaun. I've seen her when she was in The Leprechaun. I've seen her a little bit on Friends. But I just want Phoebe to get hop on the acoustic guitar after our wedding and play Smelly Cat. From Friends, and then kill who was already in the Scream movies. That's Courtney Cox, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, she's already died on screen a few times. Why not in real life? Why not make it happen?
Oh my God, you big music guy. You mentioned now Phoebe's acoustic guitar and Scott Stapp. What do you got in the ear pods playing?
The Smiths sometimes, but that's a little depressing.
Smiths. That sounds like a hipster underground.
No, they're like, I feel like they're a little bit like hipstery, but like they're, I don't want to say like they're like well known either. Cause like, I feel like it's a little bit of both, and I feel like it's a red flag nowadays to listen to them. But like, I like Smiths, Elliott Smith, but it's all depressing shit. Like I genuinely for like a year straight, I was just falling asleep to the Smiths and Elliott Smith. I like 60s a lot. 60s is some happy music, you know? What do you like?
60s. Yeah, I'm that douchebag that says I like everything.
That's fine. Listen, I was 3 seconds away from saying the same thing if I didn't turn around and reciprocate and ask you what you like. I was going to be like, yeah, I like a little bit of everything. Like, you know.
Like my friend put me on to Jelly Roll. Like, it's like a country pop guy. I didn't know there it before him. I'm like, all right, this is cool. And now I sing the song, I only talk to God when I did. And my wife, it drives her crazy. She goes, you talk to God more than when you need him. And I'm like, it's just a song, man. Yes.
What about Morgan Wallen is good as well. If you listen to Jelly Roll, you got to make him next.
Morgan Wallen. All right. And then I got a song for you. But the song that I just discovered yesterday, 75 million views, so I'm sure. Give me a Morgan Wallen song.
Last Night.
All right, folks.
And I'm sorry to anyone watching this who's like, of course you said Last Night, but it's a good song.
Sounds familiar. I mean, how many Last Nights are there?
You don't like it?
I know this. Wait, that's it? Only 300,000. Okay.
Yeah, but you got to think about the music video. Yeah.
A lot of people don't know. Yes, I'm in New York, but there is a sect of New York called Long Island that is very conservative. And I heard this at the bar.
Oh, they probably play that at the bar every night, right?
You ain't kidding.
But it's not even conservative. Like, aren't some people out there like borderline cowboy?
How crazy is that? You're seeing my algorithm on the right side. I listen to Milky Chance.
Oh, they're great.
Bare Knuckle Boxing.
Milky Chance Stolen Dance.
Oh yeah, come on. And then the song that I wanted to play for you is Lose Control. I just discovered it yesterday.
Oh, Teddy Swims?
Yep.
My boy put me onto that a couple months ago. It's something else, genuinely.
Is this the chorus?
I think, and then it goes like, last night, it was the
last night that we break up. I see you tell lights in the dust.
You call your mama, I call you bluff. Yeah. I mean, that's like the hook where it just comes back around, and yeah, that's about it. I mean,
so you're a lover, you're not a fighter.
Yeah, I definitely not a ass kicker.
Have you been in a? Well, doesn't scouser mean like hooligan?
Yeah, so I mean, I would say I'm definitely like a hooligan or foolish to an extent, but I mean, it really both. The prefix and the suffix, does that make sense? Are derivatives of, like, things that attach to Darren Till and Ben Askren.
Oh.
So, Ben Askren, wow. Darren Till, Ben Funky Askren, Darren Till's a scouser from Liverpool.
I like it. Oh, man. Those are two of the realest. Their time in the UFC has come and gone very fast.
What could have been?
Dude, Funky was a year, 2019. I love the way it started. Slammed on his fucking head. And then he watermelon choked out Robbie Lawler.
I still can't get over that.
He woke him up. He knocked him out and then woke him up with those ground and pound punches.
Yeah, because his head kind of rusted. And when he got hit again, it bounced him. And he was like...
So, could you talk MMA, like, if you wanted to? If you wanted to do, like, breakdowns?
I think I could. Not like a a crisp technical breakdown where I'm like, you see here, he threw this so he could, you know, enter here. I mean, like, but in certain grappling exchanges, I feel like I have a fair amount of knowledge.
How do you think John Jones and Tom Aspinall plays out?
I feel like Tom is a lot better than people give him credit for. And if John Jones' name wasn't John Jones, it would be more of an even split to where people would think Tom's either going to walk right through him or get walked right through. Like, in terms of, like, how I think it's going to go, I think John might try to take Tom down and be surprised when Tom is able to stop that takedown and have success on the feet.
Wow.
I think Tom's... dude, he's young. He's good. Like, I hate to say it, but, like, John is young too, but, like, he's more at the tail end of his career. Where Tom is simply, like, beginning something where, like, he can begin a title run and a title reign.
So wouldn't it be wise for John Jones just to wait and wait and wait on the Stipe fight? Don't even take the chance with the young Scousers?
I think so, because, like, that would probably sell more.
True.
Like, oh, Stipe Miocic is fighting again. Right, who's he fighting? Right. John Jones. Holy shit.
We know, like, the poster already. Greatest light heavyweight. Greatest heavyweight on now by the pay-per-view. Yeah. Only $19,000.
Yeah, like, literally, like, by the time that fight happens, it's going to be like 99.99 for the fight. It's like, I don't know. I mean, it's a lot of money, but the thing is, people are still going to stream it, albeit you're better off buying it. I hate to say it. Split it between a few friends and then get an actual steady, connection, a stable signal. Because when you stream it on crack streams, it's like, you don't know when it's going to drop off.
Oh, my God. I know. You're rolling the dice. And then if it freezes, they're like, huh?
Yeah, I was just going to say. Like, they might be, and you missed that.
Oh, and did you know that the antenna in the phone is around the phone? So it's like, if you watch like this, you're blocking the antenna. So it's like, sometimes you got to go landscape, or no, not landscape. What is this called?
That's why?
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, as much as it's smaller, the vertical way, it's like you get the signal.
It's without a doubt why my porn lags.
Oh, you're a land. You're a land.
No, because I got, like, you know, you'll have your shit, like, you know, your hand like this, and, you know, you're elsewhere, and I'm covering half the signal.
And yep, you gotta keep the boil on a simmer. You know, like, you gotta wait for the stream to come back, so you can't cook the noodles.
yeah, you gotta pause, put it there, just.
Oh my God. Are you past the stage of wanting to be a porn star yet? That's like every guy's. Like, you have a stage where you're like, as you.
So I'm gonna say something.
Oh, please do.
And this is how many people are watching?
We're north of 200, 220.
Okay, so this is like a mix between people who are like following you and then people who are following. How many followers do you have on Twitter? Like 200 is. I don't think I've ever streamed and had 200 people watching.
I think I have 200 followers.
So then, who the hell is watching? How do you have two? Where are these 200 people coming from?
Definitely NSA.
All right. Well, I mean, it's not going to say anything that would bother the NSA. What I'm about to say, but I've technically have done that already.
You got paid. Come on, no way.
No, I didn't get paid. It wasn't by somebody. It was literally me, and I'm not going to say who, obviously, but somebody that I used to date. And then just was like, film this.
My friend was just talking to me about his, he's like, yeah, does it, because Theo Vaughn, he goes dry on porn.
Yeah.
I was talking to that with my boy, and he goes, does it count if you watch your own porn? And I'm like, I think you're like humble bragging right now.
Yeah, it is a humble brag. And I think it's worse if you watch your own.
That
because then you're just like seeing yourself, and you're just like, why don't you just go and do that yourself?
probably doesn't feel as it looks. Like, I'm sure in the moment when you were doing your jiu-jitsu match, you were like, yo, I feel like fucking Demetrius Johnson, like, throwing off these arm bars and guillotines, like fucking Tony Ferguson, Anaconda.
I didn't feel like anything. I didn't feel anything. I was just, like, in shock. I was just in shock with that. Oh, and to be clear, just to reiterate on the thing before, that wasn't just the, when I said, like, record, it wasn't, like, some, like, Ted Bundy thing where I put it on a VHS and like put it on a shelf somewhere in the apartment that we had, like, or like, you know, like where we,
there was
like,
consent.
Lived. It was what?
There was consent.
Yeah, no, exactly. There was that. And we, both of us also got paid from,
so then you the really hub. Are a porn star
from the hub.
Holy shit.
But then here's the thing. When we split, then she took all of them down offline.
Oh, this is like a porn social media?
No, it was literally off like the like literally like it was on Pornhub.
Oh, you could anybody could upload to that? I thought it's like,
yeah, you just
I've never
like
spent enough time. My brothers and my friends, they read the comments.
I'm like I'm partially like disgusted admitting that because the guy who you were talking about before, who you said wanted to like kill and stab me, had his own OnlyFans for a while, and I feel like I don't want to be put in the same light as him. This is just something that I did a long time ago with someone that I was seeing. It wasn't like a
no. I think maybe you're misreading me. I think it's hot,
dude. I mean, you know what I mean. I could try to find some of the video and pull those back. No, I'm put them on the TL,
folks. What would you? That means timeline, guys. What would you like to see Funky do on camera for a dollar, maybe a couple of dollars? yeah, man. Would you be nervous if all of a sudden you were on Jimmy Fallon and then all of a sudden somebody tries to character assassinate you and or maybe your ex and she tries to like post a video like, oh, look at this. This guy doesn't even like going on top.
Oh, like as in like cancel me?
Yes.
If I was like a famous person.
When you are a famous person.
Okay, so we'll
remember,
say
everybody is who they are before they are who they were. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. It just goes. I would definitely be like not nervous, just like it's expected. If anybody were to turn around and like try to bring up something like old or like, you know what I mean? Like I'm not, I wouldn't be surprised by any of that.
So it'd almost be like, you're in your limousine, a reporter sticks their microphone and you're like, man, fuck off. Like you're just on TMZ. Like you would just like not even, you would lean into the heel. I could see you being a heel if you wanted to.
I think that's the best thing to do if something.
I think all great heels are good people. They just know how to see the other side.
Of course, yeah, because they're able to be the bad guy and also they have morals. I think like although like they might not show it, like Colby Covington, he could say some bad things, but you know deep down he has morals.
I agree. I've had the chance to talk with his dad. He's a very nice kid, nice guy. And it's like, I just think that when you're in his way, when you're his opponent, he's going to piss you off. It's part of the game. And yeah. He's kind of living out every guy's teenage dream.
With Colby?
You got to go.
No. I'm literally listening and looking. I'm just.
Did you know it's physically impossible to multitask? Your brain just shuts off A. Goes to B, shuts off B, goes to A, and it just does it as the fast.
No, I mean, yeah, it's like trying to listen to music and eat at the same time. I can't do that. But it's I'm so irritated. Bro, I brought my Zins down here, and they're gone.
Wait, but you said you're done with Zins. So in the time of this podcast,
yeah,
you
I was
no
done
Zins.
With Zins. Oh, yeah, hold on. It's called a, let me spell it out for you, relapse.
And in 1 hour, you've realized.
No, it's not 1 hour.
It's 56 minutes. It's not even.
It's been like 3 weeks, but I toned down heavily the milligrams that it was.
Jeez, is this why my brothers vape so much around me? Am I driving you to want nicotine?
No, not even that. What you should get them on Zins.
Look at you, you're a spokesperson for Zins.
No, you should. And you know what?
If you're like the guy who's like, no, you don't want to sleep. You want to argue with your partner? Have kids, man. You should have kids.
I'm terrified to have kids. Like, and I know it's a wonderful, beautiful thing.
You're going to have a daughter. You're going to have a very... Have you seen the movie Nice Guys?
Yes.
I see you as Ryan Gosling as a dad. I mean, that's a good thing because he's a very highly intelligent detective, but his daughter is the pulls the kite.
Okay.
Like, he's a guy. He's a great guy. He's a savant, but he's... It's so funny.
His daughter needs some guidance.
He's hungover. His daughter drives. You seen the movie?
I've seen. You know what's crazy? That's one out of like a good handful of Ryan Gosling movies that I haven't seen, and I've seen almost all of his movies.
Drive.
Besides,
you drive.
Half Nelson.
You drive.
Drive. I love Drive.
Shout out to Oscar Isaac. Underrated performance.
I met him.
What? You see what I mean, man? I can't wait for you to be on the red carpet.
No, I mean, listen, I was my last day of work, and I was working at I forgot the name of the park in the city. It's the street that
inspired you followed him into a park?
Okay, no. So, long story short, I used to work in the New York Life Center in the city.
What street? Streets, avenues, that's how it works.
51 Madison.
Oh, you're right by Central Park. Okay.
There you go. So maybe it was Madison.
That's a long walk to Central Park. So if you followed him from 51st, Central Park is 7 streets away.
At this point, I'm back in Williamsburg now. I got off the train.
Wait, you lived in Williamsburg?
What?
Did you live in Williamsburg?
I'm close to there.
I lived there for a year. Expensive as
really?
Shit. North 5th and Remington? Really? Or Roebling, something like that?
Roebling it would be, yes.
Oh, my God. I lived with a French guy. Do I have to wear the pants? Do I have to wear the pants? And I go, yes, you have to wear the pants. Put on the pants.
Wait, why were you living over there? Were you working over there?
Working in the city, doing the radio thing.
Oh, my God. And then and the guy would ask you, like, do I have to wear pants around the house?
Well, he'd always lean like he was like his name was Jacques from... Beauty and the Beast. Like, he was always leaning on
and
the
what
door.
And when he lean and his fucking, and his shit's like.
No comment. There was a run-in. He ate my ice cream.
I smoke the too much, the weed, and I get the munchie, and I eat.
And I go, no, motherfucker. I go, that's, you gotta replenish my pint.
Oh, you told him that he had to buy it?
Because kindness, people fool kindness for weakness.
Yeah, no, of course he's gonna be like, oh, it's my bad. That's just like any other
and
guy.
A French guy, you feel bad. You're like, you know what, maybe I'm in the wrong here.
No, but the thing is, like, I would feel worse for the French guy. Like, listen, like, they haven't, like, think about it, wars, Benoit Saint-Denis.
Oh my God, Rogan was on his dick.
Well, he was set. What he was like? 10. I, you know, I didn't even hear the commentary. I was out when I was watching that.
But in the lead up to it, he had Dan Soder, the comedian, on, and he goes, "Oh yeah, BSD. That dude's special forces. That dude sees war, live war, only thinks about war." And then,
what about Tim Kennedy?
That's a great point. Daniel Cormier,
like,
should have said that.
Fighting for our war, for our country. So why are we like doing tricks on his shit? He fought for France.
Exactly. And like, what did they do in those wars? Like, fence?
God knows. I mean, have you ever seen Lee in The Professional?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Of course.
That's the only good thing the French have done.
Fun fact.
Natalie Portman.
Yeah, she's a little girl. Do you know that?
Yeah. I knew that. They had to, make... I forgot the older guy, the guy's name who like adopted her or whatever, but they had to make him like slow, so like the relationship didn't seem weird. The movie. A lot of people have a problem with that movie. I mean, it is uncomfortable. Because there's some scenes that are. Did the thumbs up come up again?
Yeah, no, it's you're talking about slow people, and you get the thumbs up.
Oh, I think that's why. Well, No, I mean, it is a, it's an uncomfortable movie in certain scenes. Just like, I want to say just like, but it's, you know, like American Beauty is an uncomfortable movie. American Psycho is an uncomfortable movie. American History X is an uncomfortable movie.
American Sniper.
That's definitely an uncomfortable movie. Wow.
You just, dude, that you just came up with an ingenious list. Every movie with American. American Pie? Is that, that's probably the least uncomfortable?
I mean, he fucks the pie and his parents walk in or somebody walks in.
That's uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, you could, I mean, American Psycho 2 with Mila Kunis, that the only reason why it's
Shut
called
the
that.
Fuck up. They made American Psycho 2. That's like Scarface 2. I want to do like a watch along with like one of those movies.
But who is in Scarface 2?
I think Sean Puffy Combs is Cuban. I'm pretty sure Scarface 2. Is it killing you not to have your phone? We're actually,
no, why?
We're actually killing it on the views. We're encroaching on 250 live streaming.
That's wild.
Dude, do the live stream on Twitter. I don't know if it's maybe we're a good combo. I don't know.
Oh yeah, dude, we could do it on Twitter whenever. It's not killing me to have my phone. Is it bad that I'm 26 using a half-broken fidget spinner? This was just in my basement. This isn't like a regular thing. I don't sit here,
no,
like, thinking.
You're fidgeting.
Like,
you need your fucking Zen. This is brought to you by Zen.
Do you want it's not even the Zen, dude. It's not even the nicotine. It's the fact that I brought it down here with me that's blowing my mind, that it's just...
How bad do you want it? You want me to... I can turn off your screen if you want to go grab it.
Can you turn off my screen? For 2 seconds?
Well, that made it more. exit.
I mean, like, I'm...
I can mute you.
What?
I can mute you.
Oh, but you can't turn off my screen? Help.
Okay. I put you backstage. You want me to put you backstage?
Yeah, could you do that?
Okay. All right, folks, I'm going to carry a conversation with nobody. All right, Funky is looking for, as you guys see, he's about to leave. Funky is, he's looking for his Zins. Does he find the Zins? Does he find the Zins? Oh, he's got a towel, so it's okay. You got a towel. It's showmanship.
It's my t-shirt.
Oh, not even a towel.
It's a polo.
The views just went up. We are now at 250. Live streaming, dude, too hot for TV. Go find go find the Funky on Pornhub at your local Pornhub distributor.
Let's fucking go.
And of course, the Zen matches the fucking t-shirt. What are the chances? Look at him licking his lips. Look at him grabbing his face. Look at him sitting upright. Look at him.
All right, no. I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to be that guy. Of course, you could clip that. You could be like, this dickhead just got up. No pants. Midstream. One left.
Wow. Can we get one more flex? Could you give us like 50 triceps? You could do that while sitting down. I have the same exact weight. That's a 10-pounder, right?
Oh, like tricep?
Oh, not, yeah. Take it easy, Schwarzenegger. Let's go. One, two, three, four.
Oh, my God.
That's right, folks. You heard it. 4 tricep uppies or push.
Yeah, arms a little bit. This one got a few more uppies than the other one. But oh God, what were we talking about before? I'm really sorry to do that. Like, you brought me on here, and I feel like that was rude of me to.
No. We went over the hour mark, so this is after dark. What? So are you in Brooklyn right now?
Yes.
What part?
Should I get that? Like, it's like I'm asking you as if like, should I dox myself? No, it's not really doxing myself. What I always tell people is that I'm close to Williamsburg.
What's that? Metropolitan? What is it? A little more.
I'm pretty damn close to there.
I was next to Lorimer. I was next to Myrtle Avenue.
Myrtle's quite nice.
Lived on Wilson, Flatbush, way by the Q line. Washington Heights That gets fun.
So where do you live now? Long Island?
Long Island. Started a family. Got little fucking kids running around.
That must be amazing, to be honest. Especially another thing is like Long Island. Like, what a quiet, nice, quiet place to move out to. What is that?
My in-laws are here. It's a beef stew.
But then what was that you took a bite out of?
They make homemade bread. So they're European.
That's amazing.
So I just like, I say, oh, work. I've got to go work. And I just hear my kid like screaming. But
wait, yeah. Where are they from in Europe?
Macedonia.
Oh, that's really cool.
I never knew where it was. I thought it was the name of like a nut. I was like, oh, macadamia? Like, my wife said,
isn't that like, that's like Greek, right?
Bingo. Bingo. I told my wife, there's like a rivalry. It's like Palestine and Israel. All of it's stupid. I was like, if I divorce you, I'm marrying a Greek girl. But yeah, she's actually a black belt. She's a black belt in Shotokan karate. And,
wow.
Yeah, she's trained me how to kick. Like, I go elsewhere for boxing or jiu-jitsu, but she's taught me how to kick.
Dude, that's amazing. That's so sweet. That's nice. How long have you guys been married?
Almost 10 years.
Wow. How old are you, dude?
35, yeah, 25.
I thought you were in your 20s.
Oh, the schmo versus the pro, baby.
I don't know. Maybe it's the Spanish genes. I appreciate that. I stopped drinking for 3 years. June will be 3 years.
So that's why I was gonna say before, you remind me of the younger guy, except you look like a healthy, normal version of him. The guy on TikTok, A World of T-Shirts.
Sounds sketchy.
Okay, he's the one who used to sing in New York.
I thought that was Alicia Keys.
No, he was the kid. Like, if I sent you the video, you would know who it is. But all he does on TikTok now is drink. But you have, like, the glasses and a similar face shape, except he looks dirty. You don't. Like, you have, like, a cleaner beard.
I'm definitely dirty. With Europeans in the house, like, I don't have to shower at all. Oh, yeah, we were talking, do you mind if I bring the text to light?
Yeah, of course.
You're like, yo, I was going to say, you were like, yo, I don't know if I have time to shower. And I'm just like, brother, I'm like on a 4-day stretch.
Dude, you're working. I'm working. Just like, take care of that.
You go to California? If you want to be like, not the fucking Beverly Hills, you want to be in Cali? Dude, they don't shower over there.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
But why? Wouldn't you want to like cool off?
The real hipsters, hippies, it's like, I don't know. It's just like same jeans. It's a very European type of thing. And
do you? Yeah. Oh wait, sorry. What were you gonna say?
You just get really good at wiping. You know, you got it. If you're not gonna shower for a 3-day stretch,
yeah. You have to be quite bare down there. But then the hard part is with polarizing is if you're European, you probably have quite strong hair genetics near your asshole. So it's a lot of shaving and a lot of hard wiping. It's you gotta either wipe really hard or shave often.
That's true. Double ply.
Triple ply even.
Woo!
I think the thinner is better for a wipe. You just have to be more careful. Because the thinner, you could get closer with your finger. Not wow. Saying that every, but
that's like you a, know what I mean? Trojan bear skin. Like
yeah, like that. Like, I mean, it's like for my pleasure. But they have like half ply toilet paper for your pleasure.
Oh my god, genius market.
It's like, what are you doing in there for so long?
That person with the smiley face and the hearts, we have a market for you.
Yeah. No, people are very nice on Twitter for the most part.
It's true. So
you're Eastern time like me. What time is that anyway?
I know you're like I'm an East Coast guy, and I was like where the fuck is this guy live? I was like,
yeah, oh yeah. Before you're like where'd you think? Rhode Island. Same thing. I mean, I mean, New York's better than Rhode Island, I'll tell you that.
Good Italian food in Rhode Island.
Oh, please. Fucking, what is it, Fed Hill?
Yes. Went there for my brother, the day of the graduation, we went there to celebrate.
Oh, you must have had, please, it's the parade or the feast, the fair or whatever you want to call it that they have. Have you ever seen that?
Nope.
It's like, they have like music, they have like old dudes like singing like rock on a stage. Like, you know, kids are running with like balloons like and cotton candy. You know, it's just like, it's kind of like the feast or like the, you know, like the feast that we have over here in Brooklyn.
San Gennaro, right?
You've been to that, right?
Yep. The lower Manhattan one.
Okay, but you know, like the Mount Carmel one that they have over here?
No, it sounds delicious.
It's like, well, they have, you know, like kind of like a fair. And but the one that they had in Rhode Island was so nice. I think I've gone to it like twice. There was a few fun things I did. I went to Rhode Island Comic Con. That was fun over there.
Not nice. I was just talking about my brother, with my brother about that. I like that people are outright about their nerdom or nerd fandom nowadays.
Yeah, it was just like a why not kind of thing. But
you're not a big comic book movie guy.
No, dude, I love movies. I love. I mean, like I have.
If you could do any movie that you win an Oscar for, would it be like a drama, Daniel Day-Lewis? Would it be like a fun co-buddy movie? Oh, more than the Mark Wahlberg, you guys are partners. More than Keanu Reeves, like you have to try to kill him in the movie, like. You want to be the emotional.
There's two things that would never happen in Mark Wahlberg's universe, and I'll tell you this right now. Him being a self-proclaimed 9/11 stopper, he would never stop it. He said himself, oh, if I was on that plane, that would have went down differently. And the second thing is him. Yes, he said that himself. I don't know if you've ever heard that. Second thing is him winning an award for a buddy cop movie. What the? What is this? Going on,
Mark Wahlberg sending you to balloons.
Yeah, I guess so. And I mean, like I said, God rest everyone's souls who died 9/11. But he would never stop 9/11. Can you clip that?
Jeez. Wait.
But
you're going to hell, Funky. You're going to hell. You're sending up fireworks when you're talking about September 11th.
No, it's not making a mockery of it. I was just saying,
keep the thumbs down. Wait, did something happen? Oh my God, bro, you look like the movie 300 or a samurai.
But
Mark Wahlberg, would you like to box him?
I feel like he would kick the shit out of me.
What about an MMA fight?
Oh, I think I could. I think. He's strong. He's strong.
He's 50, right?
Yeah, but dude, he's 50, but he's in like twice the shape I'm in.
At least.
He's in four times the shape that I'm in.
And he's got that. That's the angry scowl.
He's got an angry scowl. He's from Boston, isn't he?
he just was born with it. Like, yeah, dude, like Bane. Like, I was born with this angry eyebrows.
I was born in the darkness, molded by it.
I was born in the Charlestown.
Dude, he's a tough dude. He was a tough kid. He got in trouble for I don't know if you when he hit the poor man years ago. He was super racist too. I mean, I don't want to. I'm not character assassinating Mark Wahlberg because this is I want to say common knowledge, but it's like if you look it up, you'll find it. But like there was a Vietnamese man where he hit him with a stick and. Basically half blinded him.
Why? Why?
Because he didn't like Vietnamese people.
No. Oh, what? He was like taking Vietnam out on them?
I think that's what it was, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I'm about to take Vietnam out on my son. He is screaming upstairs. I'm going to be like, "Work was good. Work was good." I'm going to have to...
I can't even hear him.
I'm going to have to do the outro. Funky, we did well. Funky, we did well. My man, if you're open to once a month, once a season, something.
I could do this once a month.
We got to get involved, get you in the burpee group. We're going to better ourselves. This is our year. Our year. That's right. Those count. You've done like 0.3.
And I promise you now, I will get, once I become better friends with him, because he's a friend of a friend, Daniel Day-Lewis's son. Hung out with him a few weeks ago. I promise you I'll get a hello video from him to you.
All right, all right. Keep not, grinding.
Not from Daniel Day-Lewis.
No, I've hung out with Lauren Fishburne's son, Morpheus's son. So it was kind of like...
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, I felt like I was the one. But Funky, you are the many. You are the man of many talents. I respect you highly. Never met you, but I love you. I think you're
maybe
great.
We'll meet one day.
I think you're phenomenal. I'll make sure when I go to Central Park to look over my left shoulder and right shoulder. Love you, brother. Love to go to Williamsburg to hang out there. Appreciate the time, man. Thank you, everybody, for jumping on the chat. Funky, you are the man. You are
Thank
the myth.
You for having me.
You're the legend. Really appreciate it, man. Keep doing that. I said, ma'am. Keep doing that grind. You are the man. Anything else you want to say to your followers? You got about 20 seconds.
Guys, just be safe. Work hard. Don't be like me. And yeah, just be respectful.
That's it, folks. We love you. Talk to you soon. Oh, wait, we got 10 seconds. This is awkward.
I got to wind it up.
All right, folks. Later.